The world needs evangelization. And standing up for the right to life is just one form. Evangelization happens in everyday life. We don't necessarily have to knock on doors. What we can do is to invite others to Mass with us, and then perhaps get a meal afterward. A great way is to speak to them about how important Christ and the Church is to us. Or we can encourage people to talk to a priest when they're going through a hard time or struggling with the Church teaching. Those who disagree with us do not hold the same morality, so it is difficult for them to grasp charity in the midst of opposition. Nonetheless, we must always continue to be charitable when people disagree with us, not giving up hope on them. In the end, the greatest evangelization is simply to live our Catholic faith publicly with love. Pope St. Paul VI said it so well. Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it's because they are witnesses. We can never forget the need to bring souls to Christ. For the enemy, Satan, is certainly working to bring souls to hell. God has given us the grace to live out the calling he has given us, particularly the call to evangelize. But it's up to us to stir into flame that grace. Mother Teresa was not afraid to stand up for truth. She knew who she was. She knew who she represented. And she knew that our Lord was always worth fighting for. As St. Catherine of Siena once said, "If you be who God meant you to be, you will set the world on fire." As I look around here, every pew and space in this church should be filled on Sundays. What ways this week can we help others to experience the beauty and truth of our Catholic faith? Amen.